This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. On Sunday, April 7th, three nationally known cowboy poets ride into town for the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation's 9th Annual Poetry and Barbecue. How did these stars ever align? They all know one person.
I'm Sean Sexton, and I live here on Treasure Hammock Ranch, where I've been my whole life.
We pay him a visit at the ranch, where he takes us out for an ATV ride into the cow pasture. Soon, we're surrounded by at least 100 cows, calves, and a couple of proud bulls. His grandfather, Waldo Sexton, was an area pioneer. Now a grandfather himself, Sean continues his lifelong work breeding cattle, painting and drawing in the landscape, and writing poetry.
You know, I'm a cattleman. I've always been a steward, I guess you could say.
He's just published his second full book of poetry, and in January, he performed 6 shows at the annual National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada. 15,000 people attended. So he asked some of his cowboy poet friends to perform here, and they said yes. Andy Hedges, Joel Nelson, and Randy Ryman will perform at the Heritage Center in Vero Beach, Sunday, April 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Find tickets through the Laura Riding Jackson Foundation. Meanwhile, Sexton's poetry has recently earned him a new responsibility.
I became the poet laureate in 2016 of Indian River County.
He read poetry by Iraqi war vet Brian Turner to the Vero Beach City Council in support of a memorial for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And he's paid the county commissioners a visit.
I read a poem by a mentally ill person, and it meant a lot to them. There are times when poetry is kind of important, you know? You've heard that quote, haven't you? It's hard to get the news from poems, but men perish daily for lack of the things they contain.
Sexton began working the ranch at age 5 alongside his father, Ralph, Waldo's son. The entire family and the community encouraged him to be an artist. In first grade, he was assigned an art project.
They marched all of the Rosewood Elementary classes by to see my picture on the door. And everybody around me told me I was an artist, and I believed them.
Since then,
I've always, in some fashion, had a drawing tool or a writing tool in my hand.
And a journal.
You need to have these books with you all the time. There's a place right here under your arm where they fit.
This is so you're prepared when inspiration hits. For Sexton, it's usually in the pasture.
I was just driving out, moving the cows, and I came out of there with 4 rough drafts. It was just like this magic light and moment in the meadowlarks were on their grassy podiums singing this melody that's hundreds of years old.
He reads a poem from his second book, May Darkness Restore.
Things found caught in the fence, a late April inventory. Innumerable wisps of cows' tails, silken, black, tawny, and brown. Tiny spider webs, tent-fashioned and occasional, on wire barbs, a single white tuft of down. Remains of the butcher bird's quarry, 2 frogs, desiccated, a locust, baby red rat snake draped, 3 small beetles, dark, shiny, impaled, and hollowed out, dew, a buckthorn bush, privet, and several thistles grown up and through, 4 equal-sized, ongoing spaces, light.
Learn more by following the link on this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.